prayer and then salute. We'll do the prayer first, then you salute.
Well, well, you want to. Remember, I grew up with
you. Got bad
memories. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's School Board of Trustees meeting for Tuesday, September the 25th. I'd like to welcome all of you for being here. At this time, I would like to ask us all to please stand for our prayer and pledge of allegiance. Mrs. Morrison Fair.
Thank you. May we pray. Please be with the school board and with the administrators and other individuals here tonight and guide us to act with wisdom and a common purpose to advance public education by promoting student learning, protecting school safety, and serving as positive leaders for the community. Amen.
Amen. Oh, good. Mr. Meek, would you please introduce our guest this evening that will lead us in our pledge?
Yes, sir. Tonight it is my honor to introduce Mr. Isaac Franks from West Cliff Elementary School to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Isaac is a fifth grade honor student who enjoys being on the Wildcat morning news show and also a member of the first robotics team at West Cliff. Isaac is the son of Dr. and Mrs. Stephen Franks, and he has one brother, Andrew, who is in the third grade at West Cliff. I met Isaac at West Cliff this morning, and he informed me that he loved building things and wanted to be an engineer when he reaches adulthood. I asked Isaac where he planned on attending college, and he very quickly informed me that he did not know for sure where he would be going to middle school next year, let alone college. Isaac is sharing this moment with his mother, Mary Franks, his brother, Andrew Franks, his principal, Carolyn Morgan, and his assistant principal, Beth Farmer. Welcome to each of you tonight. Isaac's father, Dr. Stephen Franks, is working tonight and unfortunately could not attend. Now it is with great pleasure I welcome Isaac to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Isaac.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Now, Isaac, thank you for being here tonight. As an alumni of West Cliff Elementary myself, it's great to see you and thank you for being here. Our next item of business in order is the adoption of the consent calendar. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
I have a motion to approve. Is there a second? Motion to approve, duly seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion carried. Dr. Royster, do you have some acknowledgments for personnel tonight?
One I do is not one in your personnel packet, but I sent you information earlier in the week about the appointment of interim executive director of career and technical education, Tara Dean, who came to work in the district July 1 in academics, and she has agreed to serve as the interim executive director of career and technical education. She came to us from Lawrence District 55, where she served a number of years as assistant superintendent. Prior to that as director of instruction, and prior to that as a high school principal. So she is certainly well-versed in career and technical education, and we appreciate her willingness to step up in this interim and serve in that capacity. She's already done a good bit of work with the development of the program at the New Fountain Inn High School because it's heavily reliant on career and technical education in addition to a regular course offering. So Ms. Dean, if you'd stand so that everyone can see who you are, and thank you for agreeing to take on that extra responsibility.
Thank you, Dr. Royster. Our next item of business in order is the appearance of visitors. We have two have signed up to be with us this evening, so before we move forward with that, I'd like to read the following. We welcome those who have signed up to speak this evening before the Board of Trustees, and thank you for your interest in Greenville County Schools. Before we begin, let me remind everyone of the following procedures. Each speaker's name will be called. He or she will proceed to the podium at the end of the dais. where there is a light and microphone system. Each speaker will be given up to 3 minutes to speak to the board. The light system will be green in it for the first 2 minutes and will turn yellow with 1 minute remaining of the speaker's allotted time. In keeping with board policy KCA, abusive language or personal attacks aimed at students or staff members will not be permitted. All speakers are expected to behave in an orderly and respectful manner. The board will not engage in discussion with the speakers or respond to comments. The superintendent will designate a member of the staff to respond to each speaker in an appropriate and timely manner. Again, I'd like to welcome our speakers this evening. The first speaker this evening is Winfred DeGraff. I hope I pronounced that properly, and if I did not, thank you. Thank you for being with us.
Does it go green when it's
go, go ahead and start, yes.
Okay. Well, good afternoon. My name is Winifred DeGraff. I have two elementary school children. They're in first and third grade. Why I'm here tonight is both my kids have type 1 diabetes. For those who do not know, type 1 diabetes, they do not know what causes it. It's not what you ate or what you didn't eat. You didn't bring it on yourself. What it is your immune system turns on your own body and kills the insulin-producing cells in your body. It's an incredibly difficult disease to control. It cannot be managed. It changes on a daily basis. You can do the same thing day after day, eat the same thing at the same time, do the same thing, and have a different outcome. And it can be fatal. It is incredibly difficult to manage. My kids wear what's called a glucose monitor, a continuous glucose monitor. What that does is it transmits their blood sugar data every 5 minutes. In the last 2 years, Greenville County Schools allowed the school nurse to be able to view, with the parents' permission, alarms. You can put it up on your iPad, and as you're going about your duties, an alarm will go off, and that lets you know you need to call a teacher, you need to radio, you need to tell them you need to grab the kid, or, you know, the kid could pass out, you can die. This disease can change in a heartbeat, in a heartbeat. We were told 3 days before school started that we would no longer be having this service. I have a 6 and an 8-year-old child who now have to wear a receiver in class with alarms turned up high. These alarms will go off to alert to an issue with their blood sugar, which happens very, very frequently throughout the day. This can go off at 15 minutes intervals. The responsibility for this is left to a 6 and 8-year-old child and a school teacher who is in charge of 24 other children. It is also left to me using the viewer at home away from my child. There was one day I had to make 16 phone calls to the school to get the nurse to respond to my child. You cannot imagine how dangerous this situation is. Instead of a nurse hearing an alarm and being able to respond, a nurse now has to wait. I have to call the nurse. Hopefully she's in her office, because I can't have a cell phone or a personal phone. If she's in her office, I tell her what's going on. Then she gets off the phone with me. She calls a teacher. She tries to get the teacher to respond. You have no idea how quickly a child can die from hypoglycemia. I do not want my child to be a statistic. I contacted the director for nursing, Janet Leahy, and Kathy Story, and spoke to them. I've handed you a document.
Okay.
And please call me if you need any clarification. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Our next speaker is, I hope I've got this right, Tuesday Crace. Thank you. Well, please join us.
All right. I'm also going to be talking about type 1. I have a kindergarten who has type 1. And read you guys some statistics. After you've heard what Wendy, and you'll be reading your documents, please leave this with your consideration after you read your documents. Some 1.25 million Americans are living with type 1 diabetes. including 200,000 youth. So this is not something that's going away. And it's going to be getting more and more and more. In about 10 years, you're going to have at least one type 1 child in every single classroom. Every single classroom. So us not being able to monitor them, that's a huge risk to have all of these, you know, all these kids. There's no training for students, for other staff. Our nurses didn't even know what to do for type 1. 40,000 people are diagnosed each year. That's mostly children. That's a large number of children who are diagnosed, and we're sending them to these schools, and they have absolutely no idea what they're doing. It's really alarming. We were also told the same thing. We can't monitor our child. We have to monitor our child from far away. We have to call the nurse. Then the nurse has to go down to the classroom, and hopefully, fingers crossed, my child hasn't passed out because it's taken so long for us to get to her. Why not keep her at school? I've heard this before. Why not bring her to school? She's already been taken down by a terrible disease. I'm not going to keep her from social skills. For people who, like you guys, you've signed up for this job. You are doers, you're thinkers, you're movers, and I have faith in our school system that if I, as a mom, can take on this responsibility and do quite well, I'm really certain that you guys and the school staff can do the same thing. So please, please read your books. Thank you.
Our next item of business in order is the superintendent's report. Dr. Royster.
Thank you, Ms. Sowers. As a part of, and really the primary objective of the superintendent's report tonight, I have something for each one of you. Now, part of this is certainly not anything new. In fact, those of you that have had the opportunity and been able to attend the superintendent's breakfast, you've seen these cards out on the table, and it's a very condensed version of the strategic plan. Extremely condensed, because I think the original version is several hundred pages to comply with all the requirements we have to comply with. But if you look at this, it, I think, very well summarizes front and back on that card the primary points of the strategic plan that a great deal of effort and time and commitment was involved in developing that strategic plan, involving probably the largest undertaking of developing a plan for our district certainly since 1999, and I think many would that were involved in that process in 99 I believe that this involvement probably exceeded the involvement in 99. Well, pinned to the top left corner is also a little reminder in the form of a lapel pin of our G+ initiative. Both of these things are simply reminders as we prepare to go into advanced ed accreditation and receive our visit. Not that you need this condensed cheat sheet type version. I think you all know all these things front and back. But the little lapel pin, I think, serves as a reminder. And when others ask you about that, sort of a summary on there of what G+ represents. And then by the end of this week, all of our employees will have received one of these cards and one of these pins as a reminder to them of the importance of what they do every day and their part in carrying out the strategic plan and their importance in the lives of our students and the accomplishment of our mission and those key points that they'll have fresh in their mind, or if they need a little reminder, they're on that card as they talk with the advanced ed accreditation visit. But a longer serving purpose, so they'll have that pin and that would be a reminder to them and to those who ask them about it to share with them what we're trying to do with our students in Greenville County Schools to ensure that they're college and career ready by providing them the opportunities and preparing them to take advantage of those opportunities to receive college credit before they leave us and to receive an industry recognized certification or to attain both of those things. So that is my superintendent's report for tonight. I want to conclude it by thanking each of you for your support and your participation through that rather lengthy strategic planning process that is very succinctly summarized here, but certainly represented hours and hours of effort on your part and the part of our staff, our faculties, our communities, and also our students. So thank you again, and we look forward to having the opportunity to share that with the Advanced Ed Accrediting Team as they come in about 3 weeks now. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Royster. Our first action item of business in order is item 5.01, addition to the board legislative priorities, policies to improve teacher recruitment and retention efforts. Recommended motion coming from the advocacy committee is to add to the board's legislative priorities, quote, explore policy changes to improve teacher recruitment and retention efforts, end quote. Mr. Lewis, would you like to speak to this?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This recommendation comes from the advocacy committee. We discussed it at our last meeting and it unanimously passed out of committee. As the superintendent just shared, we do have a new set of strategic goals, and recruitment and retention of staff is one of our five strategic areas. So this policy position would fit nicely within our strategic plan. We think discussed at that meeting that attracting and retaining quality staff really is essential to student success. And so it's our hope that the board would add this to our platform of policy positions, which will then give the advocacy committee some opportunities to explore policy positions over the year and make some recommendations of state and perhaps federal changes that would make it easier for us to recruit and retain quality staff here in Greenville County, but also in districts across the state.
Okay. This is coming from a committee, so it doesn't require a motion or a second. Any questions or discussion? Mrs. Wells.
So I think you said this at the end, but just to kind of clarify for me, so your thought is that we'd be looking at things, policies at State Department of Ed, federal guidelines, not local policies, or would you also include looking at local policies?
That's right. So it's my understanding that the advocacy committee can only look at that actual policy in the sense of laws and regulations at the state and federal level, not at Greenville County School Board policies.
Okay.
I'm sure if those came up, we could discuss those on another agenda. Just
but that's
away
not
from
your target.
No.
Okay. Right. Good. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Lewis, to you and the committee for your work. Our next item on the agenda is item 5.02, physical education exemptions. There is a motion from the administration. Is there a maker?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Meek.
I make a motion to approve the PE exemptions for one student from Travelers Rest High School and one student from Greenville High School.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next item of business in order is item 5.03, the review of the fuel tank distribution and monitoring system. There is a recommended motion from Internal Auditing Services to accept the audit of the review of fuel tank distribution and monitoring system. Is there a maker of the motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Meek.
I make a motion to accept the audit of the review of fuel tank distribution and monitoring system.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion duly made and properly seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next item of business in order is item 6.01, Internal Auditing Services Project Status Report. Mr. Barber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excuse me. We're presenting our monthly status report on projects that we're currently working on. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Does anyone have any questions of Mr. Barber this evening? Well, Rick, looks like he dodged a bullet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next item of business in order is item 7.1. This is committee and liaison reports. Mr. Lewis, do you have anything you'd like to bring us?
Yes, sir. I did my work for tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Any other reports? Mrs. Wells from the School Board Association? Anything? Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I would like to invite the board and the superintendent. I'm sure you've already received an invitation, but it's just a reminder. Today was the deadline, but I'm sure if you get in touch with them at Live Well Greenville, on October the 4th, it'll be a luncheon from 11 to 2:30 at the Bonsecours Wellness Arena. Will be the awards given out, where more than 80 partners with Live Well Greenville will be being recognized for the policies, the systems, and the environments that they've put into place for making healthy choices. The easy choice and healthy eating, and also things that would address students being more active. Not just students. I know we recognize a lot, but LiveWell's mission is also where we live, work, play, and pray. So you'll see a lot of churches receiving those awards, and it's a great time to celebrate our community and how we partner together with public and private. So if you'll mark your calendars, that's October the 4th from 11 to 12:30. And all you need to do is just contact Live Well and make sure that they know you're coming that day. We'd love to have you.
Thank you, Mrs. Bush. Mrs. Wells?
I guess I can just let the full board know. It's on the calendar, but we do have an instructional policies committee meeting next week. It's on Tuesday. Is that where we landed? Tuesday at 11. So for any of those that, certainly for the committee members, I need you there. And for those that aren't on the committee, if you want to come just to have some fun around instructional policies, we'd love to have you.
Mr. Lewis.
I dropped the ball, Mr. Chairman. I forgot that Ms. Grayson wasn't here tonight. The advocacy committee school safety policy work group does have a meeting next week on the 3rd at 2:30, and that topic will be specifically looking at policies around access to mental health services within the district, and any policy recommendations that both the Department of Mental Health and the school district might have for changes that we could add to that. So we would encourage anybody from the board to attend that on Wednesday, October the 3rd at 2:30.
Thank you, sir. And before we conclude tonight's agenda, with the beginning of school, we know that a number of college professors encourage members of their classes to attend a function like this as a credit toward your class success. So if you're a collegiate student that's here tonight under orders of your instructor, would you please stand for a moment and let us thank you for being here? Thank you so much. Thank you. You guys have absolutely no idea how good it is to get out of here at 7:25. So with that being said,
I think we should add something to the agenda so they can get
the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. How's that?
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn properly made. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
That's a record. You got a record.
Please.